This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Up to $500,000 in prizes can be yours for coming up with the best ideas for feeding astronauts on long-term missions in NASA's Deep Space Food Challenge. The competition is open to anyone, but today we're asking our ag community for their best ideas for growing or creating food in space. NASA's Monsi Rahman says you've got plenty of time to formulate those ideas.
The registration closes in May. So the interested people have to register by May, and then the solutions are due in July.
And Ramon says this is really open to everybody.
We really want all the ideas that fit the requirements that we're asking. We want to make sure that even though growing plants should and probably will be part of the solutions that are going to be put in that living pantry.
Bottom line, Ramon says, don't be shy. There's really no bad ideas.
Truthfully, we want to give the idea that this is about anything that people can think that can provide food that we can keep alive or grow throughout a long duration mission. So I know people immediately go into plants, and definitely that's an area that we need to look at. But I know there's way more things out there also that we should look into.
To register your ideas for NASA's Deep Space Food Challenge or for more information, just go to their website at deepspacefoodchallenge.org.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.